It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Now, you guys ready to get started?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's see what's on a bench and let's watch the fans.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Ben Simmons picked up the loose ball at the other end, and that's the only time he's touched it, and the chorus of boos began.
The Rich Eisen Show.
It's very quiet towards the end. We ain't hear no more Ben Simmons chants.
Earlier on the show, former NFL team executive Joe Banner. Still to come, ESPN college basketball analyst Joe Lunardi, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Jason Stark last hour about what the new baseball collective bargaining agreement will mean, and what it does mean. In short order, what it means is the shift's going to be gone in about a year. See ya. And a pitch clock. And infielders will have to be two on each side of second base and on the infield dirt. And how, what's so tough about that? I love it.
That's great.
I love it.
Let's go. Play ball.
I love it. And in the same way, for all those years, you'd hear about what a catch is and what's not a catch in the NFL. You don't hear it anymore. You don't miss it.
Nope.
And the answer always used to be, well, you know what? Just don't let the ball hit the ground. Don't let it come out of your hands when you hit the ground. And that's a catch. And that makes it so simple. And you don't hear those people anymore. And it's just like, it's like quiet. It's like when you stop hearing a jackhammer outside your window. Like, oh, yeah, I forgot how quiet it is around here. With the catch rule in the NFL. And the whole business of, well, you just should bunt your way on. That's what you should do. You're a 50 home run guy. You should just lay down a bunt. That's exactly how you should. Just whatever it takes to get on base. I mean, you know what I'm going to miss? I'm going to miss somebody bunting their way on and getting to second base because, of course, you're letting me put the ball right there. Not hearing that person anymore is going to be just, oh, that's right. I forgot how nice it is around here. Oh, God, I can't wait. Not as much into the pitch clock. Don't know what that's going to really mean or anything like that. But Jason Stark says he's seen it in play down in the minor leagues, and he says it moves things along. Great. Anything, move it along, put people on base, hit and run, steal bases, which apparently he said the larger bases will, when you're seeing that they're going to institute larger bases, that it's going to, I guess, incentivize stealing.
Help stealing. Okay, cool.
In.
Just more action.
And Joe Banner was on in hour number one, the former NFL executive, front office executive. Great takes on the Rodgers contract to come, what it means, the Russell Wilson acquisition, Carson Wentz being traded, what he thinks is going to happen with Kyler Murray. That all exists on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. But we turn to the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line right now. The Mr. Bracketology himself, kind enough to join us amidst a busy March Madness Friday in advance of the brackets coming out for the big dance writ large. Joe Lunardi back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Joseph?
I am great, Rich. It's great to talk to you as always. And here we are. Baseball, football, and even a little college basketball in the news.
I do love it. Even though I just want to just front up. Just straight out, Joe, I will shoot you straight. Even though you're my third guest today and you're in the third hour, you're a quad one guest to me, just so you understand.
Wow.
That. You're a quad one guest.
And you're,
you know,
because I just got a note that said, as a host, you were first four out.
Oh, no. You must have got a note from management back in 2003 there at ESPN. That must have been. That must be a 19-year-old note you found in a desk drawer there in Bristol.
Nope. I'm still, always feel happy to be on with you. This summer I played golf a couple times with Rever. Big Ten Network. So
fantastic.
We old guys, we got to stick together.
Well, it was great to see Dave Revson, albeit not delivering the proper news yesterday. My alma mater getting bounced in the first game that they played in the Big Ten tournament. Tell me about Michigan. I'm just going to go straight to my own personal interest before going writ large with you. Is Michigan in or out, do you think, right now?
They're going to make it. I would say at this moment about 60-40 to not have to play in the opening round in Dayton. But we will see how that goes. I seem to be a little bit in the minority and maybe overrating them more than most. Maybe might have something to do with the whole Lenardi-Martelli thing. but I'm certainly trying not to have that come into play. I just think, we keep comparing Michigan to last year and to its own preseason expectations as opposed to the other bubble teams that they're competing with, right? And when you do that, they look a lot better.
All right, so who are the other bubble teams that they're competing with then, Joe?
Well, Wyoming, Xavier, Wake Forest, now Indiana, which has just posted another big win, even bigger than yesterday, against Illinois. Some of those teams are going to go to Dayton, maybe one or two that currently out, but surging like in Virginia Tech or in Oklahoma. Texas A&M is trying to put the finishing touches on Auburn. Texas A&M will hear, what does that mean for A&M? The real story is it might cost Auburn a one seed. In the drive for show, putt for dough category, you got to focus on, the top, because we're all going to worry about upsets and double-digit seeds and 12-5 and all that. And, I'm as vulnerable to doing that as anyone. But 3-4 weeks from now, when we're talking Sweet 16, Final Four, those are the scenarios at the very top, among the top 2, 3, 4 lines that matter the most.
Okay. So Joe Lenardi, ESPN bracketologist here on the Rich Eisen Show. So the bubbles teams you've just expressed, and then everything you just said then is assuming we're not going to see some team go on a run for the ages and cut down a conference tournament net that is the only path for them to get into the bracket, right? That's the only
right. So let me give you the math right now.
Uh-huh.
And there's going to be all this talk on the air by analysts and even myself.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there are two spots in play. Two.
That's it.
Currently held by Xavier and Wake Forest. And there are an unusually high number, at least in my view, of teams in hot pursuit chasing those two spots. It's unusual to only have two up for grabs at this point. And B, it's scary because in your scenario, UMass wins the Atlantic 10 tournament, well, then it's one spot, right? If somebody comes from off the board, if Colorado wins the Pac-12 tournament, that's a spot. If Texas A&M runs the table now in Tampa at the SEC tournament, that's the spot. So it could be that the committee's work at the end of the line is closer to being done than their process would even allow them to realize at this point.
How about that?
Because they're following like a very methodical, very necessary, very kind of checks and balances way to get to the finish line of balancing the auto bid winners and the available at-larges, and that line can and will move all the way through, sometimes even to Sunday afternoon. But I have the luxury, being a committee of one,
yes,
of peeking ahead, right, mm-hmm, and trying to envision the scenarios. And it looks to me that we're already running out of real estate.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's fascinating as we're watching all this. You think there's just, barring nobody coming out of the blue like a bolt of lightning, fly in the ointment, whatever you want to say, there's only two spots really that are kind of on shaky ground. Kind of wild.
And for me, mm-hmm, you know, just again, back of the envelope from years past, what I remember, we're usually not at that stage, I don't think, at lunchtime on Friday. Which, of course, means I'm probably way, way off. And, you know, the Miami Dolphins are going to be the last team. who knows? Maybe this is a year of a curveball in the dirt.
Joe Lunardi, ESPN bracketologist here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so your best crystal ball of the top seeds, and I know things can change, but it does appear, my eyesight shows me, it's like an 8-point lead Texas A&M has on Auburn right now in the SEC tournament. So what do you think?
Yeah, that looks like that's going to happen. All right, well, it's one thing to lose and not gain ground. It's another thing to be passed by somebody who's done better or more than you. So at this moment, I'm still going to go with the top line in order of Gonzaga, Arizona, Kansas, and Baylor. Baylor having lost, mm-hmm, but dropping from second overall to fourth overall in doing so. Auburn was fifth overall, in prime position to take advantage of Baylor. Now Kentucky is in that kind of co-pilot seat of next up. And if UK goes on and wins the SEC tournament, and, you know, Kansas gets, let's say, to the final of the Big 12, I think, I thought all week that we would have, after the two West Coast teams, Gonzaga and Arizona, we would have last man standing from the SEC and last man standing from the Big 12 on the top line. I think that at some point that's just common sense when the resumes and all the counting exercises that we do are, you know, within the margin of error and close enough. Like the logic is, you just won something. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kansas and Kentucky win their respective conference tournaments, and Auburn and Baylor go out in the quarterfinals. That should mean something. I know it's body of work. I know November is supposed to count as much as March, et cetera, and et cetera. But there's also a common sense element to this.
How's Vital doing? How's he doing?
I don't have any new information other than, you know, what he put out a couple days ago, which
right,
was phenomenal, miraculous news.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm sure you share the view that we all do that, you know, for all the good he's done for our sport and even more so for children and pediatric cancer.
Right.
Good Lord, you know, he deserves a bounce in his direction.
I agree. I love
that,
man.
But I have to say,
yeah,
I have to say, it has been quieter.
I did see some videos of it that he's been doing, and he just looks and he sounds great.
And,
you know, I know.
But, you know, Rich, they're going to be saying the same thing about me someday.
You know what, Joe? You're the best, man.
Bracketology.
I know.
We are.
This is your tax season, man. Enjoy it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Be well.
You bet. That's Joe Lunardi right here. All right. Joe says Michigan's in.
And we're in. And you're back.
We're back.
Coop can pick them to win the whole thing.
Oh,
and then,
gosh. I know.
There you go.
All three of my kids have been like, Dad, when are we doing the bracket? I'm like, not yet. The bracket doesn't exist yet.
Couple days.
We're going to do it. Oh, we're going to do it here too, right? Should we do it here?
Sure.
Right?
I know none of us have watched that much, but
I mean, I've done a ton of basketball.
Oh, you're here. He's the expert.
I could be, you could call me as an expert if you want, you know, and talk, because I've done a ton of games. Sorry.
What'd you say, TJ?
I said I won't, though, but thanks.
I finished. I'm pretty good.
I think, we like carping on Mike a lot.
Of course, but I'm
like he's the diaper dandy if the diaper was Depends, for instance.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh my God.
Okay. So that's one way. However, I think we can all agree, you Brockman, you TJ, mm-hmm. and me, that he's watched more college basketball totally than all four of us.
I'll say this: he's listened to more games. I'm not saying he watched the games. I'm not saying he knows who was playing, but he was hearing something.
You surf in like 5 minutes to go on a kick.
I mean, like Providence. I know Providence. Auburn. I know the.
He's probably watched way more than you guys. College basketball than the four of us.
I've definitely touched more courts than the
I've watched a game and a half.
Okay. So I'm over.
I've watched
the whole year. I watched the second half of Duke North Carolina,
yesterday's show.
And then yesterday, Duke Syracuse.
I've watched a game and a half.
TJ, have you watched one?
Oh, I've watched a lot of college ball.
Oh.
Yeah, but not as much as I normally have. I'm not going to lie about that. Yeah.
Auburn's about to go down.
They are.
Yeah.
But I got a new clown makeup type thing that you have to wear, though. I found something funny yesterday online.
That's I don't know. We used to do that. We're not doing that. That was when we were young, and we were a young show.
I lost 4 years in a row.
If anyone wins something 4 years in a row, you got to retire it. Right?
Over. Like done.
I'm with it.
So, goodness, you know. But I mean, this thing's over, right? I can't see how much time is left.
Yeah, A&M up 4-7.
Yeah,
going to foul line. Okay. 7 seconds left. Yeah.
I mean, by the way, anybody, I will always shoot you straight. I had no idea Buzz Williams was there. None. And anybody who's like, "Who's Buzz Williams?" or if you're just surfing in, just when you see him, he's like, "Oh yeah,
you,
I know him.
You know him,
Marquette. Yeah. He was at Marquette
forever. Yeah,
this guy can coach, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do it. We'll do it.
Okay, we'll fill it out. We'll fill it out
do
Monday.
Do we want to throw it out to any of our other?
Should we create a group? Is that what you want to do?
I think. But sure. Do we want to throw it out to guests of the program too?
Sure. You want to lob a message to Timothy Oliphant?
Who do you invite? Yeah, he's
he always does it.
Okay, he always does it with us, right?
He always does it.
Except I think he chooses everybody based on how good of a swim team or tennis team.
Swim,
they have,
tennis.
Right?
He has Arizona, which they're really good this year.
They're back.
All right, we'll come up with a list.
Who else would we invite?
A workshop.
Let's do it now. Who else would we invite on this program?
All right, well, Devon Nixon yesterday. He's a baller. He played.
Should we get O'Shea Jackson?
O'Shea, we'll just lob him a message.
UCLA and USC are in the Final Four in his bracket.
Stone Street, too.
They're playing tonight, I think, in Pac-12.
I watched them the other day when I was at the Combine. That was a fun game at Pauley Pavilion. That was a good one.
Stone Street's just going to take Kansas State. Are they?
I don't know. I don't know if he'll do that. I don't know. He's traveling the world talking about his dominoes. Show, so.
Yeah, he's got a big show. He's a big billboard.
So I don't know how much he's watched. But we'll do it here on ourselves.
Yeah,
okay,
we'll do it.
And Del Tufo says he's going to win.
I'm going to win.
No, he does very well every year.
I do, actually.
He does very well. He's never once wore the clown makeup.
It's because you always pick chalk.
He's a chalk guy.
That's part of being stupid about that. It's not stupid.
No, but you got to pick up.
Picking the Patriots.
TJ, you ready for your grab bag?
Oh, yes,
that's
indeed.
Coming up next. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I think we also do. You also have a What's More Likely?
We got a little small What's More Likely. Yeah.
All right, a little taste of What's More Likely going out the door.
Taste.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Callaway Rogue Irons. Callaway didn't just create the longest irons ever with the new Rogue ST. They made the longest irons ever perform at the highest level for every player. The Rogue ST irons. You've got the ST Max, you've got the ST Pro, the Max OS, and the Max OS Lite. Each one is for a specific type of player. The ST Max is the most popular brand of the Rogue irons because it's designed for the widest range of players, refined for game improvement, shaping, and a combination of speed, forgiveness, and all-around performance. The ST Pro is going to give you the hollow body construction that's perfect for low to mid single-digit handicappers, mid to high handicappers. That's the Max OS. And the Max OS Lite is the most forgiving high-launch iron. If you've got a lower swing speed, that's for you. No other irons perform like the new Rogue ST irons. Find your Rogue ST irons at CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue. Yeah, Auburn just got bounced. Back with more in a moment. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Back here on the show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Iowa and Rutgers just tipped. Yeah. What else we got over there? Nothing, really. Anything surprising? Baylor's getting beat, huh? Did that happen? Is that over?
Yeah, Baylor lost.
Wow.
Yeah, already, yeah.
The defending champs. Out.
So as the Bear, Felica, just tweeted out, no team that has lost their first conference tournament game has then went on to win the national championship.
Well, so I'm not taking chalk.
So Illinois, Auburn, Baylor. Just, you know, food for thought.
Gonzaga's going to win it anyway, right?
They always choke.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I mean, that's true.
Providence is good.
You love Providence.
I'm telling you guys.
Who's their coach?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff. Stop. You can't quiz me on that crap, Chris. You know that. I'm going to lose that bet any day.
He will lose that bet.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of Big East basketball. Cincinnati's playing Houston right now.
Providence is ranked 11th, Mike, though. You are right.
Yeah, they're.
Don't be so surprised. Coach Izzo's trying to take Wisconsin out tonight.
There you go.
I'll be rooting for Michigan State in that one. Just, I hope, again, when Izzo comes down the line, just don't block him. Just let him walk through. That's all.
Nova, another good one.
I don't know why Wisconsin fans annoy me so much.
I did a UCLA game. Wisconsin.
Didn't let it bother me.
I did a lot of these.
UCLA, USC. That's
it
good stuff.
Good.
Okay. That's tonight.
Yeah, Kentucky tonight. Was good.
Penn State.
Kentucky. I like Kentucky.
Penn State advanced. They won their first Big Ten tournament game. I'll be taking on Purdue.
They're 14-16.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they
Villanova's good too, Mike.
Nova's, yeah. Nova was another
Arizona.
That's one of them, by the way. Jay Wright should not be in gym clothes.
He's not suited and booted?
No.
Wait, college coaches aren't wearing suits either?
No.
The only one that I've seen wearing a suit is UCLA's coach.
Yeah,
Mick mostly. Cronin.
Cronin is still like standing there in his tie and he's doing like double breasted. He's doing it.
Wow,
like, and I'm like, I'm rooting for UCLA for that alone.
Steve Lavin actually said that on the air. He's like, yeah, he's like wearing a suit.
I love it. Jay Wright used to dress.
He used to dress
like Johnny Dangerously.
Like $5,000-$6,000 suits.
Yeah, he did. And then all of a sudden he started wearing. He started wearing gym clothes. I'm like, not you, man.
That's so sad.
Not you. He had all these pinstripes. He looked
That's
great.
So sad.
I know.
Bratman, you keep saying how much you hate it. I've never seen you wear pants. So it's like, how much can you hate this?
I'm not.
Yeah, look at him. He's wearing a Belichick outfit today.
I'm not a head coach.
You go casual.
Here at the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH. Let's take this call. Jason in Philadelphia, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for taking my call.
You got
two things. First of all, after last night's Sixer game, can I get a bro hug?
Oh, sure. Ready? No Here doubt. We go. I'm sorry that you couldn't heap abuse on Ben Simmons. And that the beard absolutely showed you why his trade is potentially tenuous. Your arms reached out, tap tap on the back, and then we separate and say, "Hope you're feeling better." Does that
feeling
work?
Better already.
Attaboy. Well done. Yeah. What else is on your mind?
So second, yesterday, I think during your show, yep. Colin Kaepernick put out a tweet yesterday, showed him taking some snaps.
Sure did.
Still working.
Sure did.
Do you think he's on anyone's radar?
I don't know, and it's just like how many years does he have to be out? I don't know. I don't know what the problem. Again, all he's got to do is if a team goes in his direction, what? And thanks for the call. What is your plan? What will you do with the platform afforded to you by us as being part of our team? What is that's it? I just want to know what is the plan. That's all. How can we be a part of it? What community outreach programs that we have is something that you might want to be a part of? And how can we mesh your outreach programs with ours? What can we do together? Obviously, after you take a look-see at him as a quarterback, The Ravens, I believe. Well, who started Josh Johnson? I know the Jets were forced to turn to him this year. But that guy was out of the league for 6 years. He hadn't played. Cap's been out for what, five now?
Yeah.
Ish?
Five-ish.
Yeah, Ravens started Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson started for the Baltimore Ravens this year.
He hadn't played since 18.
Well, started. When was the last time he started?
He started three games in 2018.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Well, I was just 6 years, 3 years, oh, whatever. Washington.
But that was after he had been out for 5 years.
5 years. It's just, if he can play, why won't you reach out to him and say, what is your plan? How can we be a part of it? How can you be a part of ours? Just to see. Guy made a Super Bowl. We're talking about mobility in this day and age. You're talking about quarterbacks that can move and run. Nobody used to move and run like this guy, and his accuracy was definitely questionable at times.
That was 10 years ago, Super Bowl.
I know. He's been there. There's experience. More than some of these other guys that you're reaching out to. Heinicke was on a couch.
True.
When they called him up.
Heinicke almost beat Tom Brady.
Huh?
Heinicke almost beat Tom Brady in a playoff game.
Chris, not when he was sitting on the couch. He wasn't that guy.
I don't know. I just think.
No, he did come off the couch happen.
I just think people want something so bad, it's just it's not going to happen.
I don't know why it wouldn't. I mean, when the president of the United States called others sons of bitches, that was a different time and a different, I would assume, in America, and other people might be more attuned to a second chance for Colin. If I was running a team and I needed a quarterback, I would send somebody in his direction. And I'd say, what do you got? Seattle was interested in him once upon a time, too. They got a spot.
Yep.
They got a spot. Why if Seattle wouldn't just say, what do you have? What do you see? And what can we do with you and for you? And what is your plan? How often will you be using your post-game press conference to talk about things other than football? I want to know. I don't want to just be caught flat-footed when fans of the team might be wondering why you're saying what you're saying and what you're doing. Will you use the on-field platform for that too? Need to know. Might not have much of an appetite for that, but I got an appetite for your football ability.
Well, I think one comes with the other.
I don't know. Used to. So, maybe it doesn't. Will it still now? I don't know.
But people don't know what the football ability is.
That's right. But find out. You can't just say, well, forget it. Just the mere fact that the mention of his name will turn so many people off.
Yeah, let's see what he can still do.
I don't know. I saw the video, and it looked like he could be a quarterback to me. I don't know, for an NFL team or what. USFL? To start? I don't know.
I think something like that.
Who knows?
With your teams, that the idea
just the mere
that he's
fact
serious.
That we're just saying forget him is, at least in my world, doesn't seem to make much sense right now. Certainly, when there's so many quarterback jobs,
bad quarterbacks
out there. Bad quarterbacks,
horrible.
Discover the unknown origin of America's wildest feud. John Cameron Mitchell and Kate McKinnon star in the new Peacock original Joe versus Carol, streaming now.
What are we doing?
Only on Peacock. My kids love Kate McKinnon because they watch Saturday Night Live, and they see the commercials for this, and they're like, when can we see it, Dad? And I'm like, we're not.
In like 8 years?
Not yet.
Yeah, you gotta wait.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not her doing her SNL stuff. Oh, is it? It's about Tigers? Can we see it? Like, yeah, it's kind of about Tigers. Ish.
I register a little.
Ish.
Keep them away. With all due respect.
Are you ready over there, sir?
Rich.
Oh, you got the glasses?
I stay ready so I don't got to get ready.
All right. It's now time for TJ's Top 5, otherwise known as TJ's Big Ass Grab Bag. You have the floor, sir, on this Friday. Oh,
well, thank you. And like we always do at this time, kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? TJ here. Listen, this week, it's been crazy, right? There's so much stuff that's been going on. I could have picked anything for this grab bag, but I wanted to kind of center this around an in-studio guest we had yesterday, Devon Nixon, who plays Norm Nixon in Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty, that we are loving right now, Chris, on HBO, right? So I've watched this, I think, 3 times already. You said you've watched it twice. Yep. So it just hit me, man. I want to just give you guys really quickly my top 5 moments from episode 1 of Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. All right. I think this will be funny for everyone who's watched it. Coming in at number 5, Jerry West is over it. Maybe it's losing to the Celtics so many times it drove him crazy. Maybe it's just like he was in a position that he didn't want to be in. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting Jerry West here when he came in studio a few years ago, and he dropped like 6 F-bombs in the first 2 sentences, and it was just like talking to an old friend. He was that comfortable, and that's just how the man talks. He uses a lot of colorful language. I want to see, I mean, we obviously know in reality where this led to, but I'm looking forward to see Jerry West's character as this series goes on. See how many more golf clubs he can snap, because as we know, he has a running tab with the clubhouse, right? So Jerry West losing it is just a treat so far. That's my number 5 thing that I like so far in The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. Coming in at number 4, Norm Nixon, whose son was here yesterday.
Yes.
Norm Nixon getting roasted at the beauty salon. Jeff in Detroit will tell you, he'll call in all the time and he'll talk about barbershop talk. My boy Benny Blades right now, my barber, he's watching. He knows in the barbershop, I've been known to throw gasoline on some conversations just to get 2 people fighting with one another. And getting roasted is one thing, right? Everyone's kind of gotten roasted in their life. But getting just flamed by a bunch of women while you're getting a mani-pedi, like, come on. That was a great moment, even though Norm Nixon claims he's never gotten a pedicure. But and 2 of the funniest lines from that scene, Chris, when the one woman was like, when you came in here, we thought you was the mailman, gave you a stamp and everything. And then she told him, if you lose your minutes, maybe magic can pull your little ass out the hat. And which set great. Norm Nixon so out of the beauty salon. So that was something really funny. Barbershop humor is raw, man. And Norm caught a little bit of it right there. So that was my 4th thing that I really appreciated and liked about Winning Time. Coming in at number 3, Norm Nixon moment again. He and Magic Johnson playing one-on-one at an all-white party wearing dress shoes. Like, I mean, what are the chances this happens? You ever try to do anything in dress shoes? You try to walk in dress shoes, those things are slippery. You'll snap your ankle, you'll tear your ACL. And plus, they're dressed in all white. You're not trying to get your all white outfit dirty, like basketball prints on it and stuff. And Norm Nixon was wearing a fox coat. It was ankle length. It was fox. It was great. I just loved the fact that those two were out there playing one-on-one, dressed in all white and dress shoes. That was crazy. That's my third moment. Coming in at number two, Dr. Buss's savviness when it came to dealing with Jack Kent Cook and Magic Johnson. You know, there was the scene where he goes to Jack Kent Cook's house and he tells the story about the swan and how it looks calm, but it's like kicking for its life under the water. And, you know, and he bought this team for $67 million, 15.6 of which he did not have. Imagine not having $15.6 million to buy something and going, nah, don't worry, we'll get it.
John C. Reilly looks just like him.
Yeah. That was great.
They have really...
They nailed it with that one, right?
Like Jerry Buss.
And not only that, the way he handled Magic Johnson. Magic decides after the Norm Nixon encounter, he wants to go back to college. Dr. Buss takes him through a walk through the hallways of the forum, kind of leaves him there. Now Magic gets to see all the pictures of the stars. Oh, I accidentally walk into the locker room and there's my jersey. Now I get to step onto the forum floor and play a little hoops. He sold that perfectly. I don't know how that happened in real life, but as far as the TV show goes, that was a great part. And it just kind of showed how smart Dr. Buss was when it came to dealing with two very different type of people, right? And coming in at number one, this has been bugging me out for the last couple days. A coin toss that determined the history of the NBA. When I say history, I mean history. They say Magic Johnson and Larry Bird saved the league, right? Had this coin toss went the other way and Magic Johnson became a Chicago Bull, how does that change basketball? There is no Showtime Lakers dynasty, correct? That would mean that my man Dr. J here, I think now in 80 and 82, instead of losing to the Lakers in the finals, now the Sixers, they go on to win NBA titles. And that changes Dr. J's perception all across the league.
Plus, then, would Michael have been a Bull?
That's the next thing, Rich. Michael Jordan, he doesn't go to the Chicago Bulls if Magic Johnson's there. They're too good. Now, is Michael Johnson a Dallas Maverick? Is he a San Antonio Spur? Do the Sixers pick him instead of Barkley? Does he fall to the Clippers? He's not going to fall to the Clippers, but we don't know how that's going to play out. But Michael Jordan, more than likely, is not a Chicago Bull. That changes the history of the NBA over a coin toss. And those are just TJ's top five winning time moments. I'm loving this series so far. Clearly, I can't wait for the rest of it.
You know, friends and compadres of Jerry West are very upset right now.
We understand.
Thinking that, you know, that that is not an accurate portrayal of Jerry West.
But I want to say
Jerry
this.
West is
turned up
keeps thinking. Turned up, like there's that everything that he does is internalized, as you heard when he was talking to Marshall and Susie. Yeah. That he's way that is not storming and screaming and yelling and throwing things and whatever. That is not Jerry West.
But hopefully, if you have any sense, which you know a lot of people don't, you realize that this is a TV show and things are changing.
No,
I hope that you would realize that maybe the man wasn't like that, but you know. We know how most people take see and run with it.
Well,
so.
You look, anything that you could put the disclaimer in front of anything that says this is based on something and it's fictionalized and things were changed or what have you, you know, but it's based on a book that was factual about everything. It throws people off. Yeah. I mean, it's not just about this Lakers series. It's about anything that's based on anything. And you're sitting there wondering what's real and what's not. The Crown, for instance. I don't know if you guys take in The Crown.
I hear it's really good.
It's spectacular. It's really, really good. And every single time that an episode ends, Susie and I will hit the old Google machine to see what's real and what isn't, or what's accurate and what's kind of played up. And then you'll see. And some of it's incredibly accurate, like spot on. There's parts of British history that I've learned that I didn't know about. And then there's parts about it that are just... Yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And you get a little disappointed, but you think as you're watching it, everything is 100% accurate.
One thing I also really enjoy that I know, Chris, you said you didn't like, and I've seen a lot of tweets and stories about this. A lot of people don't like the breaking of the fourth wall. I particularly love it. I love the way Adam McKay's used this as a storytelling mechanism. I like the fact that the character can just look into the camera, say what they want to say without having to waste a bunch of time on extra scenes. I'm seeing a lot of pushback to it, but me personally, I really enjoy it.
I'm not a fan of the fourth wall getting broken and stuff. And I know Susie has not seen Winning Time yet. I think she will have a big problem with that. She's not a fan of
it. I think, though,
him.
For a show like this, they're presuming that you already know a lot about the characters.
Right.
And if you don't, then using this as a storytelling mechanism, like you said, TJ, is kind of helpful because, like, John C. Reilly, Jerry Buss does explain who Jack Hankook is, does explain certain, you know, who certain people are. So that is important if you don't know who they are already.
Right. And that's one, I guess, one way to do it. I guess another example of this is in Goodfellas, you hear Ray Liotta's voice walking you through the movie.
Up until the end, when
he actually does on camera break the fourth wall. Yeah. And that was kind of jarring to me. It's just like...
I don't like the ending of Goodfellas.
No.
It's kind either. Of... Some people don't like it. Yeah. It's just... It gets people weirded out sometimes, you know?
And everyone's just sitting in the courtroom while he's still talking. It's just kind of...
But he was talking the entire movie. Like, see, he's breaking the fourth ear.
Yeah, he's narrating.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
throughout the entire movie.
The voiceover.
And then they make the conscious decision to have him do it on camera... And it's that was weird.
Yeah.
You know. All right, we'll wrap up the show with a little what's more likely for this weekend. You got golf, you got NCAA basketball, you got yourself baseball being back with free agency, you got free agency in the NFL coming up. Oh yeah, baby, middle of March is on the horizon right here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We've got ourselves here on Peacock and Sirius XM Channel 85. Another thing from my kids' Little League yesterday that I really just love to see is they were just sitting there having fun. And if the metric of having fun and getting along and just rolling around with each other and also competitive, like one kid was barking at Cooper for not throwing the ball, you know, the way he was supposed to, whatever, then we got ourselves a good team. And I just don't want to take it for granted either. I'll get a little bit serious on you again. This is the stuff I'm thinking about as I'm just sitting in the stands. You know what 2 years ago today is?
Yeah. I saw it on
D-Day.
This was
2 years ago today.
Yeah.
No,
I meant like, I don't mean the literal D-Day. I meant the pandemic.
Yep.
D-Day.
Yep. Yeah.
This was the day where the Hankses were confirmed to have gotten coronavirus and Rudy Gobert and was
touching
right
all the mics
now.
Yesterday, I think, was
two days. The 9th was the touching of the mics. Microphone. Remember that?
Right.
Everyone's phones. Yeah.
And today was the day it came out, right?
And then this is when the lockdown began to happen 2 years ago.
And then all the tournaments.
And now, like, thank goodness right now. And
oh, yeah, you worked like a half
stay.
That day,
I worked
right?
a half of basketball. Yeah. I did the first half.
You did
half.
The Big East, right? And then
they were like, we're not coming out.
Canceled the game
out.
At halftime.
Mid game.
Which was the weird. I was like, and everyone's got to leave right now. They, like, threw us all out of the building.
Man.
And we were like, this
March
is
Madness
nuts.
Got canceled that year.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Well, we had the... I don't know what her official title is. So she's the commissioner of the Ivy League?
Oh, the Ivy League.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's
Remember
right.
We had her on, and she's just like, yeah, the science is telling us this is insane.
Like, it was, that was nuts.
Indian Wells canceled their tournament.
Indian Wells canceled.
They were kind of the first one.
The Ivy League was the first to say, we're done. The men's and women's winners are who won the regular season. We're not having any tournament. We're sending nobody to the NCAA tournament. And everybody began to just follow suit. You know, until we found out what the hell was going on. So when I'm sitting there, when seeing my kids out there, my son out there and just running around, and I'm not.
Nice.
Good feeling.
You know, it is. It is. It really is. And baseball's back.
With a shift.
Tournament's about to hit.
Well, Mets season will be over in June. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, but for 2 months, we're going to be exciting.
The Yankees are going to be a Freddie Freeman.
Just know that. And we got Scherzer now, so.
And you
might last till July.
And you got Buck, too, man.
Yeah.
It's true.
You got Buck.
Mets can be fun.
You know, Rich, you brought up during the our last segment about the pandemic starting, and it just hit me, man. Like
2 years ago, right around
now. Us just going through that, you know, we took the 10 days off like the whole world did, and then. You know, you asked us how we'd feel about coming back and doing the show. And I remember I was a little hesitant, and Brockman said something that kind of changed my mind. He was like, I feel more comfortable with you guys in the studio than I do going to a grocery store. And that kind of made me change. But just to, like, you know, if I live to be 100, I'll think back to you guys in this moment of just like living through that craziness with you guys, man. Like, that's something that'll, no matter what happens in the future, like you three and, you know, Don and then Mike and
Adam.
Well,
it's not just that, too. I mean, just thank goodness we have a home here on Peacock. And this is our second straight year doing that with and the platform that we have. I mean, at that time, we had no idea
if the show was going to happen.
Right. If our run was over. There's a lot going on.
So just to be able to say 2 years later, man, and you guys brought me on with you, but we still made it, man. And we're still here. That's, man, God is good.
I agree, TJ.
Like Wolf of Wall Street. Not leaving.
We're not leaving. The players this weekend, if the weather is willing, the strongest field of the PGA Tour tee off on one of the purest of golf courses, TPC Sawgrass. Who will have this year's defining moment? The players, Saturday 1 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Go to peacocktv.com to sign up. Okay.
Well, I was watching the players yesterday. Harold Varner III. Had a 2-shot lead. He was minus 7 going into 17.
Mm-hmm.
Spun it on the green too much into the water.
That island.
Then his second shot from the drop zone barely got on.
Yeah.
Ended up making a triple bogey 6.
Oh.
Went from the lead to 2 back. Oof. Like, it was crazy. It was
like Molinari in the Masters.
It's unbelievable.
The one time
that hole was so crazy.
The one time I fired golf balls at that stick on that hole was when Thursday Night Football went to Jacksonville. I have no idea what year it was, but it was me, Mooch, Kurt, Dion, Jim Furyk for a piece that we did.
Yeah.
I
forget.
Is it really that crazy, Rich?
First one I put in the water, second one I put on there. Player B for me is always better, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Mulligan.
Yeah, 2-ball.
Nice to meet you.
2-ball golf.
By the way, I love that on Tiger Woods playing that on a video game. It's actually fun.
All right, what's more likely, everybody? Let's hit it. Hit what's more likely. Go for it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Chris, what do you got for me here?
All right, here we go. What's more likely, guys? We're going to get a big NFL trade this weekend, or the Lakers win tonight.
Who the Lakers play tonight?
Lakers host the Wizards.
We're going to take the trade. And I like you put Derek Carr up there, huh? Like, that's what you mean by big, right?
I'm talking big.
Okay.
Big. Well,
similar to the two
Russell
from
Wilson,
this week.
I mean, Khalil Mack, like, those are big.
Okay. You don't even include Carson Wentz, huh?
Yeah.
I include Carson Wentz in this fact. The Indianapolis Colts need a quarterback again.
Yep.
You know what they're fast becoming? Like, since Luck, they're becoming like one of the other, all those other teams that are looking for the next fill in the blank. And Luck was supposed to be the next Peyton Manning. They're still looking for the next Peyton Manning because Luck left. He just wasn't
Andrew
in it anymore.
Retiring changed so much across the league.
Certainly especially in Indianapolis. That is for sure. So I'll take the trade. Lakers aren't beating the Wizards tonight, I don't believe.
No,
how about them apples? Wizards are a good team. I go on high register.
And Kuzma revenge game.
Well, who's the home team tonight, Chris?
Revenge game.
Who's the home team tonight?
Lakers.
I'll pick the Lakers.
Kuzma revenge game is a great. You should write that down. Well, we should have a new list of fantasy team names and also house bands.
Kuzma revenge game, house band.
Ladies and gentlemen, opening up tonight, two drink minimum, Kuzma revenge game. All right, what else you got?
All right, what's more likely? Who is more likely to be on another team soon or first, I suppose? Deshaun Watson or Jordan Love?
I'm going to go all. I'll go neither.
Ooh. Well, not an option, but.
Okay. What do you mean by soon? I mean, Deshaun Watson's in front of a grand jury as we're talking about right now, and I don't think Jordan Love's going anywhere.
Okay.
So, how about this? I'll just spin this another direction. The name that I think you're going to hear a lot about over the weekend and that is really going to be cooking with gas for free agency is Amari Cooper, sir. Get ready. He's going to wind up on another team, and everybody's going to be like, okay. Dolphins fans would say, come on down.
A lot of fans.
Here we go. By the way, Amari Cooper turns 28 years old middle of June. Don't you think like he's been around forever, and he's got to be in his early 30s, entering his mid 30s, and who needs that guy? 28 years old, he will play football this fall.
Wow.
As a 28-year-old. And whoever he goes to is going to, everybody's going to be like, we got Amari Cooper. So get ready, sir.
Oh, yeah.
What else you got over there, Chris?
Okay. Well, NBA, they played last night. Who's more likely to go further in the playoffs? Nets, 76ers.
Oh.
Further in the playoffs.
Wow. Oh, gosh. I'll take the Nets. And here's how I'll take them. They were my team to make the NBA Finals to take on the Warriors beginning of the season. Over Nets consistent. Was my preseason pick.
Consistent.
So, who would you take, Chris? That's why I made the same noise.
I'll take Philly just because they're not going to have any unknowns with
Kyrie.
If their best player is going to be out there or not.
All right, we know who you're taking.
I'll be honest with you, man. Like, I'm just going to.
Last night gives you pause a little bit, doesn't it?
It gives a little pause. And also, you know, for all the crap that gets talked about Ben Simmons, if that Nets team shows up and then you add Ben Simmons to that team,
just playing defense, starting the fast break. Like,
3 for 17 out of the beard last night. Yeah, he's just so beyond unacceptable.
You know, on our pod, on our Rich Eisen Show Hoops pod last night, I said during the podcast that I expected James Harden to show out last night, and he showed out, but just in a completely opposite way that I thought he was going to show out. Like
the latest episode of the Rich Eisen Show basketball podcast with TJ, Chris Brockman, and Adam Chudwin on that regard did not age well.
It only took about eight game minutes for it to not age
podcast network. What else you got, Chris?
All right, one baseball topic. Freddie Freeman, he re-signs with the Braves or puts on the pinstripes.
I'll say he re-signs with the Braves. By the way, just look at that shot of him with Judge. Oh, my God.
You know the Mets wear pinstripes, too.
Those guys, Chris, those guys, Freddie Freeman protecting Aaron Judge in the batting order is unbelievably delicious.
Also, be great. Freddie Freeman is huge, and look how small he is compared to Judge.
Protecting Judge in the lineup for 5-6 years in a row with the machine at the top in DJ LeMay, who gets on base, Judge 2, Freeman 3, and then Stanton 4. Oh, baby.
All right, last one, because I've seen this on social media a lot lately, and I just want to bring it to us. Maybe we can hit on next week, too. What's more likely, that there's more doors in the world or wheels?
What? Wheels.
I'll go wheels.
Wheels.
I don't know.
There's four in a car, one and a half.
There's way more
doors.
Think
about how many doors there are just like right here.
Think about this.
How many cars are
parked. Everything with a wheel has a door.
Each car has four doors.
Except for a motorcycle.
By the way, this building, this studio, like look how many doors are here. We're on the ground floor of a parking structure.
Exactly. But
then there's doors everywhere.
But do the doors on the
doors
car
on,
count?
Doors on
spiders
boats?
Spiders and doors, everybody. That's how
doors
we finish
on boats,
up.
Cabinet doors.
Spiders.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We can't wait to massage those brackets with you on Monday when the new league year begins to open up and the NFL. Going to be a great week next week. Have a happy and safe weekend wherever you are. Baseball, free agency, golf. Oh, yes. We're in that time of year, folks.